grew up here, learned here, built her life and her craft right here. Inside a jewelry store trusted since 1980, she spent years behind the scenes, designing, refining, perfecting. Her mentors became her teachers, her workplace became her calling. Along the way, she earned 12 National Jewelry Design Awards. But the most important work, the pieces no one had yet seen. Now, 6 years into ownership, the jewelry cases are changing. One designer, one vision. Her name is Lindsay Jane, and this is the beginning of her story. The jewelry cases at K. John's Jewelers will unveil something never done before. After decades of showcasing beloved designers and friends, every piece you'll see will be an original design, created by owner and award-winning designer Lindsay Jane. Born and raised right here, with 12 National Design Awards, she's bringing her full body of work into the light. Hand-designed, crafted with intention, rooted in this town. This year marks a new chapter. K. John's Jewelers is becoming Lindsay Jane, a legacy redesigned.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group, family law and criminal defense, experience with integrity. 805-369-2399 or cunninghamlawslo.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, July 27th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Board of Supervisors to consider reducing cannabis tax rate. Multiple city council and school board seats up for election this November. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 59 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Calmetto Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The County Board of Supervisors' next meeting will be tomorrow at 9. An item on tomorrow's agenda is a reduction for the cannabis tax rate in the county, back down to 6%. The tax rate automatically increased to 8% at the start of this month, but the board has the ability to reduce or increase the tax rate as long as it remains within the 4 to 10% range. The county has moved to maintain the cannabis tax rate at 6% since fiscal year 2023-24. Budget estimates operate on the assumption that every 1% of the tax generates about $100,000 in revenue. Also on the agenda is a request from the Clerk Recorder's Office for the board to approve the results of the 2026 June primary election in the county. The agenda says the voter turnout was more than 55%, placing Slo County as one of the top 10 counties statewide. About 100,000 ballots were processed in total. You can attend Tuesday's meeting in person or watch online. Caltrans District 5 is planning a full closure of a Highway 1 off-ramp in Cayucas. The closure begins today for the northbound Highway 1 off-ramp at 13th Street. The closure will be in place for approximately 2 weeks as crews perform emergency repair work to replace the drainage system. Travelers attempting to exit Highway 1 at 13th Street are directed to go further north and exit at Cayucas Drive. Delays of up to 5 minutes are expected. Offices open for election in San Luis Obispo County this November. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier, hearing aid specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KP News continues at 6:10. Multiple offices are up for election this coming November across San Luis Obispo County. In the city of Paso Robles, seats for District 1 and 2 for City Council, as well as the mayor, are up for election. Each are four-year terms. For Atascadero, two city council four-year terms and the mayor full term of 2 years are up. For the city of Morro Bay, two council seats and the mayor. In the Templeton CSD, there are two open seats. Across the county are also school district seats. There are open seats for areas 1, 2, and 4 in Paso Robles, four at-large seats in Atascadero, three for Cayucas Elementary, two seats in Shandon, three in the San Miguel Joint Union, and two in Templeton Unified. Individuals seeking school district seats must file with the county clerk or recorder's office by August 7th. With the help of a matching donation from the Marianne and Stacy Cox Fund under the Community Foundation of San Luis Obispo County, all donations to Woods Humane Society in the month of August will be doubled, up to $25,000. The organization hopes to raise their shelter as they face a rising number of costs and continued growth in the number of homeless puppies and kittens, many of whom require specialized care to survive. Donations can be made online at woodshumane.org or in person at the Woods Humane Society locations in San Luis Obispo or Atascadero. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Angels beat the Giants 4-3, the Twins over the Athletics 11-8, Mets beat the Dodgers 8-3, the Padres over the Marlins 5-4, Phillies beat the Yankees 11-4. Tonight, the Giants will face the Brewers, the Athletics will go against the White Sox, the Angels will face the Athletics will go against the Red Sox, the Angels will face the Astros, and the Yankees will go against the White Sox. In California news, Paramount and Warner Brothers announced they are delaying their $81 billion merger into the next year as a judge continues to consider a challenge from 12 states, including California, wanting to block the deal altogether. Paramount announced on Friday that it won't close the buyout until either a court ruling is made on the state's claims or on June 1st, 2027. California has announced they have secured federal firefighting grants funds to help suppress the Dove Fire in Tuolumne County. The fire erupted yesterday afternoon at about 2:30 p.m. near Highway 108 with a fast rate of spread. The grant will assist local, state, and tribunal agencies responding to the fire, allowing them up to 75% reimbursement of suppression costs. A 19-year-old man fatally stabbed an elderly victim in a mall last week, and new details have been released. 19-year-old Santa Cruz resident Tyler Liebelt allegedly stabbed Rachel Summers, an elderly woman from the area, to death at the Capitola Mall. Police believe the attack was random, as Liebelt told investigators he wanted to kill someone that day. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:13.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, hey, it looks like the USDA is making available $35 million for partnerships to respond to the threat feral swine pose to American agriculture, landscapes, and human and livestock health. They say the partnership opportunity is part of a broader $105 million investment where the Natural Resources Conservation Service and APHIS are working together to target feral swine. NRCS Chief Colton Buckley says these invasive species cause more than $3.4 billion in damage each and every year, including damage to agricultural landscapes. He says thanks to the Working Families Tax Cuts Act, NRCS is able to expand the effort, giving producers and partners more resources to protect working lands and strengthen the long-term resilience of agricultural operations. Now, partners are invited to apply for feral swine eradication and control projects in the following states: Alabama, Arkansas, California, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, North Carolina, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Texas.
In the heart of cowboy country, legends rise. Saturday, August 1st, Central Butte hosts the 70th annual Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match, a PRCA-sanctioned battle of grit, power, and tradition. The dust flies, the crowd roars, the toughest broncs and the boldest riders go head-to-head. Grab your seat in the open-air arena, bid on your rider at the Live Calcutta, and support a powerful cause at Home on the Range. It all begins at 1 o'clock Mountain Time, August 1st. Tickets and info at HOTRND.com.
Replenish nutrients in your crops to reach stronger yields at harvest. Utilize PK from Helena as a foliar nutrient system designed to boost plant performance during reproduction. It gives your crop the extra energy it needs during critical growth stages to increase uptake and utilization of soil and foliar applied nutrients. Visit HelenaAgri.com to learn how Utilize PK can impact your success this season. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, like Grandma's cooking. Touch of Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. California table olive producers have endured a challenging decade. Once an important crop in the Golden State, particularly in Blute, Glen, San Joaquin, and Tulare counties, high picking costs, relentless foreign competition, and a shift to more promising crops have shrunk the sector. Today, more than 60% of the state's olive acreage is dedicated to oil production rather than canning. Research being conducted by a team of University of California researchers, including farm advisor Becky Wheeler-Dykes, is aimed at improving mechanical harvest efficiency for table olives to save on labor costs. For the past 3 years, the researchers have been testing the use of synthetic ethylene precursor acid, which loosens fruit attachment, requiring less force from trunk shakers to remove the fruit and allowing more olives to be harvested at once. The product is not yet registered for use on olives. Wheeler-Dykes said the UC team has been collecting the required data for registration and expressed hope that it will become more registered by next year. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. CHP reports there's a traffic collision with major injuries at 4615 Monterey Road in Wellsona. CHP says one of the vehicles involved in the incident rolled over about 30 to 40 feet off the roadway. They have several units at the scene, but no further information is available at this time. Again, a traffic collision with major injuries occurred this morning at 4615 Monterey Road in Wellsona. CHP has several units at the scene. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the upper 90s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-50s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 90s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies on Wednesday into the weekend and Monday next week. Mid-90s on Wednesday, upper 90s Thursday, 100 on Friday, 102 Saturday, upper 90s on Sunday, 94 a week from today. Currently, it is 59 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
We have a beautiful new furniture store in Paso Robles, right next to Walmart. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, locally owned by fifth-generation Californian. Ricky's offers a large variety of furniture, Western art pieces, and specializes in custom sofas. Ricky's bright, beautiful showroom is a breath of fresh air here in the North County. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, on Niblick, next to Walmart, in Paso Robles.
Hello, this is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. Rejoice with me because we've expanded. We have new location, downtown Paso Robles, on 1101 and 1103 Paso Robles Street, right across the street from Site 1. And we're going to celebrate by having a party. Everybody's invited, especially contractors. Contractors Celebration Day, July 31st at 4 o'clock. We're going to have a live band. Neighborhood Cats is going to be there. We're going to have food. We're going to have fun. I'm giving a lot of stuff away. And we have charities that we're going to donate a lot of money to. So please don't miss it. Come on down. The party starts Friday, July 31st, but does not end. It starts when you get there. 1101 and 1103 Paso Robles Street. Come on down. We'll see you there. We have a buy one, get one free deal. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Both Brent crude, the global benchmark, and U.S. oil, West Texas Intermediate, are holding under $90 a barrel on hopes of U.S.-Iran diplomacy after the U.S. delayed major military escalation against Iran. Stock futures are higher. Bitcoin has recovered ground and is in the $65,000 range, though analysts at Zay Capital Markets say any renewed attacks in the Middle East could send Bitcoin to as low as $60,000. United Airlines approached Delta last year about merging. The Wall Street Journal says United CEO Scott Kirby explored the merger, but the talks did not advance and both airlines moved on. Delta and United are the two most valuable U.S. carriers. Industry officials believe any merger between the two would be impossible because of antitrust concerns. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Mm-hmm. Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation with outstanding gas prices. Call or text 238-5775, 238-KPRL, to join us on this Monday edition here on The Right Choice.
Yes, I did.
To disco down and check out
KPRL.
Yeah, they're all dancing and singing and moving to the grooving. And just when it hit me, somebody turned around and shouted,
The Morning Exchange.
So you die.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1. I have no idea yet. I will find out probably late this morning. I would have either it's a cancellation or something else. I won't know until later today. So, not before we get off the air. So, then Susanna, we know she'll be here in the 1 o'clock hour. So, there you go. But if the... If I can't do anything with my guest that I had scheduled, then, of course, I always have a backup plan. Now, what that backup plan is right now, I don't know yet, because I won't know until I get off the air. All right, well, we'll end up all continuing to breathe oxygen and live and have dinner and wake up tomorrow. All right, no big deal. It happens from time to time, particularly in the summer. All right, Chris, did I understand that the piece of human debris who allegedly killed the lady, he said he wanted to kill someone or felt like killing someone?
That's pretty much it. That's what he said.
Okay, I read a little bit about she was a well-respected lady up there in the area. She was 82 years old. And since he felt like doing that, I realize it's Santa Cruz, but I would like the jury to say, well, we feel like killing you, sir. No, not even sir. Don't even address them as sir, as he or mister or anything like that. We feel like killing you. How's that? You wanted to kill somebody, a very productive person, and you are garbage. So, all right. Let's see here. Oh, this came in over the weekend. Oh, those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Here it is. Again, it came in yesterday. Considerate drivers. Oh boy. My wife and I have traveled quite a bit over the years, mostly by car. What frustrates me is people driving RVs or motorhomes. They back up traffic, and in many cases, they don't have a powerful enough pickup for what they are pulling. I think it should be mandated that you can't buy any motorhome unless you have a truck with enough power to get it up to speed. Don't they look in their mirrors and see that they are backing up traffic and in some cases going well below the speed limit, which is dangerous? Well, I've never driven one, so certainly all of us have encountered this. I do see the signs that, you know, things with trailers, you have to go, you know, depending to 55 or 40. I don't pay much attention to them because I don't drive anything with a trailer. Yes, it is frustrating. As a matter of fact, coincidence, because this came in late Saturday, and, you know, I do my Sunday thing, and going over yesterday on 46, there was somebody in a trailer, and there was probably 9 to 10 cars that were backed up. Because this person couldn't, you know, because those little inclines, you know, they would get up to speed. It's 55 on that, but even 55 is somewhat slow on that road for many drivers. Anyway, yeah, and then going up those little inclines, they're doing like 40. And I don't know, I think I was a third car behind or something like that. And, you know, I'm thinking, well, okay, and again, for those of you that do this, have these, you know, you pull them, is it because you don't want to waste the gas or your truck simply doesn't have enough guts to be able to pull what you have? I don't know. But this person is apparently have had it, which, again, understand that. Anyway, so there you go. Regarding drivers, we can always do drivers. Okay, so the county. Oh, by the way, before I get to the county on the tax, the tax rate for the cannabis, they're going to think about dropping it. Okay, the base county rate, the minimum combined sales tax across San Luis Obispo County. Again, this is just the base, is 7.25. Now, city rates, individual cities and local districts, taxes, combined tax, sales tax higher. For example, the city of St. Louis is 8.75. And you have different standards. Standard corporation rate, 8.8. S-Corp, 1.5. Banks and financials, 10.84. Then you have the cannabis tax here. It says unincorporated areas of San Luis Obispo County tax cannabis gross receipts at 8%. That was of recently. Chris, do they give any reason why they're going to be looking to drop this down to 6%?
Not in the agenda, no. It seems to be something that they've done the past few years, though.
Right, it's gone back and forth. I wonder if they were considering doing that for other businesses that may be a little slow at this time. My guess, they wouldn't. They wouldn't. Because the promises for everybody in the state, because we still know that the black market is still doing better than the legal market. So, anyway, there you have just another thing. Okay, so the county, you know, they want more money. Their priorities are not roads. There are other things. And just want you to know that this came out because a group was interested. It's SloCal Activist Coalition. Now, the County Department of Airports, they shut down the Oceano Airport for a three-hour community holiday event. It was a drone show for 20 minutes. Kids could play in the snow for 5 minutes, and they had, you know, some Christmas decorations, a hot chocolate bar, and free airport apparel. There it is, the word free. And this event, first time event, was for 3 hours. Your tax dollars paid over $166,000 for this. And the county is looking for more money, like all government entities. $166,000 for a three-hour show. I'm sure it was very nice. And I'm sure that the people who went there loved it and so forth, but they didn't have to pay. Well, yes, they did, if they're taxpayers here. So
Anyway, again, another nice use of your money. Another nice use of your money spent by the county. Also, I had to double check this two or three times this weekend because I didn't believe the numbers. It came up with Kenny and Darcia on Friday regarding the driver's licenses, not only in California but around the country. So when I first saw the number, it was Saturday morning. I go, that just seems pretty high. And I looked again yesterday, and I saw the same number. I still wasn't convinced. And then today I looked a third time, and sure enough, the same number popped up. So I said, well, that's 3 for 3. I'm kind of guessing that may be fairly accurate. And what this has to do is traffic deaths caused by illegal or unauthorized drivers. It's become, according to this, a significant public safety concern, primarily tracked through two distinct categories. It's unlicensed or suspended drivers, which we've had an issue with that in California. We brought this up several months ago, that people around the streets who have, in some cases, multiple drunk driving and also accidents killing people, but they are still on the road. Okay. National records indicate that approximately 16% of all fatal traffic crashes in the United States involve drivers who are illegal or without a valid driver's license. 16%. Think about that. Think about that. So, you know, we like to bring up the word accountable. Who's accountable for this? Who is responsible? 16%, that's fatal crashes. We're not talking fender benders where, you know, you probably can't keep, even get their insurance card because they run away or they don't have one. All right? So, again, I always like to point out the hypocrisy of government. One is because it's one of the easiest things to do. But they initiate or back laws with the help of their constituents. And then people die. Families are left grieving. And we hear all the BS words from the local officials. Oh, it's a shame, you know, God speed to their family. You know, all that nonsense that means absolutely nothing. Why can't we go after them? Or why can't the families for people who initiate this? Now, if it's an initiative that the people vote on, that's one thing. But if it's these politicians who invoke or sign into vote in these laws on their own without the public input, why isn't there an attack on them a little bit more? That's quite a few. That percentage is very high. 16%, and that's of all. Now, studies from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration shows that unlicensed drivers and those with suspended or revoked licenses are roughly, I'll round it off, 3 times more likely to be involved in a fatal crash compared to valid license drivers. 3 times more. And this is what we're doing. California leads the way. According to the statistics in the Golden State, California, run by your Governor Newsom, estimates suggest there are up to 2 million unlicensed drivers on the road at any given time. Think about that. Now, we have enough problems, you know, based on this email from the guy sitting on, you know, the people pulling RVs and motorhomes and stuff like that. But now you add up, again, the 2 million unlicensed drivers at any given time. So they don't give the total number. And government then tells us they care about our safety and our quality of life. Okay. At some point, I hope within my lifetime, that people stop letting themselves get bamboozled and start telling these people what you really think of them in a nice way. Because if you say it a little bit too mean, they will have the sheriff come and get you, or the police take you out of the meeting and so forth and ban you from the meeting, or, you know, all this other kind of stuff we saw at the, or what you heard last week when I played from the Sacramento City Council. Take it back. It's yours. It is yours. All right, 238-5775-238-KPRL. Also in California, there is a bill, and I'm not going to say it's complicated, but there's a measure which police and prosecutors oppose, and that would allow survivors of human trafficking and intimate partner or sexual violence to cite their abuse as a legal defense when facing charges for violent crimes themselves, with the exception of most murders. Now, those already convicted could petition a judge to vacate their convictions. If the judge approves, their arrest and convictions would be treated as though they never happened. Their case files would be sealed and destroyed. Any fines and unpaid restitution to victims would be waived. And so we will see, but how many times in the last X amount of years when police and prosecutors oppose something did either the public or the legislature go ahead and approve it? Prop 47 was a prime example. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Question of these people that are getting into Congress that are kind of, for lack of a better term, Marxist wackos, how do they get into office and put their hand on a Bible and swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States and then not uphold the Constitution of the United States?
Well, that's easy. You know, they lie.
Yeah. I mean, that's the other thing, too, is, I mean, if you hold them accountable, like you've talked about, holding people accountable for their... If you hold them accountable, then they should be ousted out of office. As soon as they take the oath of office and violate it, then they're done. They should be escorted out of the Senate or the Congress and said, no, you violated your oath.
Well, okay, so that brings up a kind of an interesting thought, is you have an attorney general in the state, and then the Board of Supervisors, we have a county attorney, the city of Paso Robles has an attorney, these schools have attorneys, et cetera, et cetera. Where are the attorneys saying, hey, you can't, right, you can't do that?
Right. I mean, that's what I was thinking about, too, is when they had the parking down there, and it turned out that it was, you know, it was against law to have paid parking downtown because you've already paid. You're paying with your taxes. So what about San Luis? San Luis is, I don't know if it's, if that, I mean, when you have a parking structure, obviously that's different. But when you're parking on the street, you're metering the streets, aren't your tax dollars paying for that as well?
I don't know if that was agreed, because they've been having the paid parking on the streets in San Luis for years and years and years. So I'm guessing that may just been approved, that the citizens were okay with it. I don't remember going back that far, but maybe that's the case. But, you know, going back to Paso Robles, the attorney allowed the city council to do something illegal. And again, we go back to where was there any ramifications?
Well, none. And it, like you said, if you start questioning at these meetings, you're trying to stir it up. You know, you can't question anything that they do, because if you question them, then that means that you're against them. And if you're against them, they don't want you standing there talking to them. But
Well, if you remember, there was, you know, again, with this parking nonsense in Paso Robles, there were several people who publicly stated, not giving their names, though, that they were afraid to sign that petition because of retribution.
Yeah. So isn't that tyranny?
Yes, it is. Yes,
yeah,
it is.
It is. At least we have this program where we can voice our opinions.
Well, yeah, voice our opinions, but also make those opinions, make sure they're heard in front of the people that we elect and let them know. And, you know, I go to this all the time. Don't let them intimidate you. They can't do a damn thing to you.
Yeah.
I may be embarrassed at a meeting. Who cares? Who cares if you feel a little awkward or something at the meeting? Don't let these people push you around.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it is. I think it's a fear of intimidation that if you speak up and speak your mind, that they're either going to A, ask you to leave because you're inciting something, or there could be some type of retribution, I guess. I mean, that's, again, if you're too afraid to speak up, then they've already won.
Well, that's what they count on because, again, a couple of weeks ago I was reading, and this was on the air, about one of the reasons why people, you know, are afraid to, and a lot of it has to come down with their silly feelings. Well, I don't want my neighbor to be mad at me. I don't want so-and-so to dislike me. Are you kidding me? If somebody is going to judge whether they like you or not based on your opinion and your strong belief, you don't want them around you anyway.
Right. And they're not really friends.
No, they're not. So you're just going to say things to make people like you all the time? So does that make, you know, I don't know what that makes you on one thing, but then does that also mean that you're a BS artist because you're just saying things so people like you?
Sounds like a politician. I know you're up against it. I see the time. So you guys have a good rest of the day.
Okay. All right. Sounds like a politician. Yep. That's it. 16%, folks. Fatal crashes. Good job. Where is that? There it is.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero. Voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The County Board of Supervisors' next meeting will be tomorrow at 9 a.m. On tomorrow's agenda is an item to reduce the cannabis tax rate in the county back down to 6% after it was automatically increased to 8% on July 1st. You can attend tomorrow's meeting in person or watch online. Multiple offices are up for election this November in the county. This includes open seats for the Paso Robles, Atascadero, and Morro Bay City Councils, Templeton, CSD, and school board seats. Individuals seeking school board seats must file with the county clerk recorder by August 7th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 58 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. Three people are dead, four wounded in a shooting at a Seattle food festival. Assistant Chief of Special Operations Tyrone Davis.
Officers responded and addressed one of the shooters. That person gave up and was taken into custody. There was another person that we believe that was also involved that fled the scene, and officers began an active search for that person.
2-year-old child among the injured. For the second night in a row, the United States has not launched attacks against Iran. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu telling Fox what he believes needs to happen to end the conflict.
When this regime is either toppled or it's sufficiently weakened that it knows it has to end its nuclear program and has to change its course. That's really what President Trump is trying to achieve, and I back his fully.
America's listening to Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
All righty, it's 9 minutes away from 7 at the right choice. KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Baseball Sunday, the Mets got three-run homers from Tyrone Taylor and Marcus Semien as they rammed the first-place Dodgers 8-3 and avoided a season sweep. Braves pulled a Houdini act to get past the Orioles 3-2 in 11 innings. Atlanta blew a late 2-0 lead, then somehow escaped a bases-loaded, no-out jam in the 10th before Austin Riley doubled in the go-ahead run. Jacob Mizrowski struck out the first seven batters he faced and 12 of the first 13 as the Brewers rolled over the Rockies 11-2. 66 of his 83 pitches were clocked at 100 miles an hour or better. That breaks his own record for triple digits in a game. Drew Rasmussen and the Raspberries allowed just one hit as the Rays shut out the Guardians 1-0. White Sox waylaid the Astros 12-3. Munetaka Murakami feasted on two taters and six ribs. His manager, Will Venable.
That was great. You know, he's been having good at-bats. I feel like he's been getting closer and closer to tapping into some of that slug. Obviously, he did today, which was great to see.
Padres got back to 500 with a 5-3 win over the Marlins. That's a dozen losses in a row for Miami, a new franchise record. Ryan O'Hearn hit a grand slam on his birthday, and the Pirates held off the Cubs. Wins for the Mariners, Phillies, Red Sox, Nationals, Angels, Twins, Royals, and Reds. In Cooperstown, new plaques for Carlos Beltran as a Met, Andrew Jones, the longtime Brave, and Jeff Kent in a Giants cap at the induction ceremonies. Jones is the first native of Curaçao, so honored. And a reminder, this year's trade deadline is just 1 week away, August 3rd. That's Monday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside and Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical, where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. All right, once again, lots of sunshine. Highs in the upper 90s, clear tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 50s. And for you, Tuesday will be in the upper 90s, mid-90s Wednesday, back up, upper 90s Thursday, 100 Friday, 102 Saturday, upper 90s Sunday, and mid-90s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down we go. 6:08 a.m., 8:12 p.m., we are at 58. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero, proudly serving you since 1979. All right, moving right along here at the Right Choice KPRL. We have 7 minutes away.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot.
World famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. It's your countywide approved concealed carry training team. All right, as we check in to see what animals are out there on the highways and byways to get them home safe and sound, just doing our job, and making sure that they are taken care of, and that means hydration, 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 hydration. All righty, let's see here. I looked over, there's nothing there, but Mr. Garcia, you're back on the, you're back in the hot seat.
Ready.
What percentage of Americans go on a diet each year?
You know, I'm glad for these percentage questions because at least I can muster up a guess. I can also imagine that a lot of these Americans that go on a diet subsequently quit said diets. So,
yeah, they don't have the other part of that question.
Must be close to 100. But anyway, let's go with 45%.
Wow.
Not a bad guess.
44.
Ooh, let's go. Yeah,
that's,
wow. You've never gone on a diet, I know that.
No.
Think you ever will?
Probably not.
Yeah.
I'll be part of the 100% that quits, most likely.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as far as I'm, it's like, all you need to do is just cut back a little bit. You can still eat the same stuff, just cut back, and bingo, you'll lose 5 pounds, and, you know, all this other, you know, you got to... Yeah, well, I can't even think of the things here. Anyway, all right, let's see here. Lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. World famous pet alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's. Go to uncleeds.com. Okay, trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, I need to know what this is because why? Well, it was on this day in 1869 that this person received a patent for this. However, it's been around in some form since 5,000 years ago. Now, one of this... Okay, let me give you a little description. This was intended to clean teeth and strengthen the jaw. What is it? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. And according to this, studies show that about 59% of Americans and 62% of teens have done this or have had this within the last 6 months. Okay, there you go. Intended to clean teeth and strengthen the jaw. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. What am I referring to? All right, to the phone lines we go. Hi, good morning.
Baking soda.
No, not baking soda. Not baking soda. Let me see. This in various forms has existed since the whatever period. A 5,000-year-old piece of this made from a birch bark tar with tooth imprints was found this whatever in Finland.
I got an answer scribbled down here.
Yep.
You're that was hot. A very good hint.
You're hot today. You're hot today.
Drop the ball tomorrow. Don't worry.
Yeah. Now, what's interesting about this, or somewhat comical, hold on. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. That would be gum.
Yes, gum, chewing gum, 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 gum. Do you chew gum?
No.
Wow, that was a pretty, like, how dare I ask the question? Okay.
It's bothersome. And then you have to...
Wait a minute. What do you mean it's bothersome? You put something in your mouth, you chew it, and you spit it out. What's bothersome?
That's the part. When they spit it out and I get... How many times have you stepped in gum when you've been walking?
Not once in my entire life.
So that's, I don't believe that.
Well, good. Good, because that was I was being a politician. I just lied.
Yeah.
All right, Mike. I got you down as a qualifier. We got to go.
Bye.
All right, bye. Now, let's see here. William Semple, a dentist from Mount Vernon, Ohio, filed an early patent on chewing gum in December of 1869. So, a dentist, how wise.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. Caltrans District 5 is planning a full closure of Highway 1 off-ramp in Cayucas. The closure begins today and will be for the northbound 1 off-ramp at 13th Street, which will be in place for approximately 2 weeks. With help of a matching donation from the Marianne and Stacy Cox Fund under the Community Foundation of San Luis Obispo County, all donations made to Woods Humane Society in the month of August will be doubled up to $25,000. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 90s. It's 59 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Right in the early form here from the dock, it was not a sweet treat. Ingredients included chalk. Charcoal was also suggested as a suitable ingredient in the patent. All right. Oh, boy. The first flavored chewing gum was created in the 1860s by John Colgan, a Louisville, Kentucky pharmacist. He mixed his powdered sugar with all that, and that's where we are. All right, two more to go this hour, brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You can't beat the prices on porcelain, granite, quartz, marble, slabs, and much, much more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.